This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Wow, we got a lot to talk about. We got a group of scientific experts pulling together and doctors, right? The health community pulling together to fight hepatitis B. You do not know how sexy and exciting that is, you know? You guys probably, you know, hear a lot about hepatitis. You're like, all right, that's not sexy. Just to me, it's really, really sexy when you got doctors all in their white coats, right? Starting to flex their muscles, going, we're going to combat this. I got to say something here for a sec. Yeah, we doctors get a real bad rap. We really do. Be honest with me. Be honest. When you think of a group of doctors, what comes to mind? Glasses, balding, which to me is sexy. Balding. Not really smiling. Having that, you know, I need to look concerned look, right? You know, because, you know, I got to tell you some heavy-duty news. White coat, scrubs, comfortable shoes, not very stylish. You don't really see stylish doctors. You get nervous when you see a stylish doctor. You know, I didn't tell you guys this. Okay, it's very, very interesting. Very interesting. There was a study, gosh, we're talking now, this is going deep, deep, deep into my hippocampus. I don't really allow a lot of people to go that deep into my hippocampus, but we're close. So going deep, deep, deep into my hippocampus, there was some study when I was, you know, younger, where they talked about doctors, especially women doctors. And would you go to a woman doctor that had a skirt and heels, you know, and long hair, makeup? Or would you go to a woman doctor who was in scrubs and glasses and hair up and, you know, just kind of bland, plain Jane, so to speak? And plain Jane won. You would think people would be like, oh, you know, I want the sexier doctor, you know. But it's distracting. Heels are distracting. Skirts are distracting. The more plain Jane, not much to look at. That's why I was so successful as a doctor. There's really not much to look at. But, you know, when I was teaching medical students a while back, I was telling them, especially the girls, like, oh, cut it with the heels. Cut it with some of the stuff because, I mean, I don't mind you, if you want to wear a skirt, if you want to wear pants, whatever. But the distraction of, you know, the thighs or the clicking around with the heels. Because, you know, I would watch, you know, practice sessions of medical students that would, you know, be with patients and actors who were patients. And the shuffling of the steps because you have high heels and you're trying to navigate around the room. No, 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 no. Patients don't want to think that your main concern is to not trip on your heel. Or same thing with, you know, men, where you're so worried about your tie getting in the way. If I have to worry that somebody's tie is going to get messed up because they're doing some exam on me, I'd be like, no tie. Same thing, ladies, you know? I mean, I did my very, very first time, I believe I was a resident when I was officially a doctor. I was wearing a skirt, and, you know, skirts in the 90s were starting to get shorter again, you know? Little longer from some of the 80s, but, you know, you really had some cute skirts that you would wear leggings with, and there was no way I could sit appropriately and do a pap smear. You just had to kind of just sit there and man spread, because, you know, it's really hard to be crossing your legs and being all dainty. And I said, heck with that, I wore scrubs. So I wear scrubs so I don't have to sit ladylike. I think a lot of guys wear scrubs. One is because maybe they're in the OR or doing procedures. Or the guys wear scrubs because then they don't have to always, you know, get dry cleaning. Now, some of you may disagree. No, Dr. Dahlia, I want my doctor very finely dressed. I want GQ. I want to see style and suits. And, yeah, that's okay. But to me, I don't want my doctor spending so much time on how they look in the morning. I want them getting their butt into clinic or the hospital or to work. When you guys see me, any of my patients knew that I wasn't late because I was styling my hair and putting on my makeup. Because my hair was always a mess and my makeup stunk. So, you know, I wasn't in hair and makeup for 2 hours before I finally dragged my butt to clinic. And a lot of us doctors, we got to get our butts into clinic. And so style seems to go. So when you kind of look at us and go, you know, honestly, guys, you really do need a makeover. There are makeovers that I think some of us need, especially like when I'm on TV and stuff. But, you know, when it comes to patients, it's, you know, we're going to kind of just be dressed for work. You know, just like, you know, construction workers and cops, you know. I mean, we ladies, we love cop uniforms. Firefighter uniforms. Firefighter uniforms are not as sexy as cop uniforms. But I really dig the whole firefighter uniform because it's comfortable. Flat shoes, overalls, suspenders. They could get dressed super fast. They could throw their clothes on. It makes sense. And so to me, I think the practicality is cool. So cut us some slack. So anyway, we're going to be talking about a group of doctors getting all together and, you know, putting on their white coats and fixing their ties and, you know, combing back their hair because they're kind of going to get elbow deep into hepatitis. Then there's looks like an osteoporosis shot. I know, this show just has the most exciting news, all right? We might be able to give you a shot to help you with your osteoporosis. We got a guy, a little boy, that got bit by a spider. Now he's got a big hole in his leg. Those are always kind of interesting to talk about. We got, if you eat 3 sausages or a 7-ounce steak every day, you're on your way to early death. Well, that stinks, because a lot of us eat bacon and sausage and steak. I don't eat bacon, so I'm good, but for now. And then we got Simon Conway, iHeartRadio's WHO. Afternoon host coming on with us any minute. So don't go away. We're right back. 1-877. That's all. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
877-DOCDALI. How many bones do we have? 206? Didn't they find an extra bone? And they messed up that whole number for all of us, and we doctors are like, what? There's an extra bone? Anyway, big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook on Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, one of my good friends and radio brothers from Hoot Radio, Des Moines, Iowa, Simon Conway joins us today, Afternoon Drive, and he is, I mean, he is the bomb. I wish I could tell you guys how much I love this guy. Simon, thanks for joining us today. Simon, you there? Hey, Simon, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
There you are. How you doing, love?
I am living the dream, baby.
Love it, love it. So, guys, many of you probably know who Simon Conway is. You can hear him on iHeartRadio and Who Radio. Simon is from the UK, born in London, which is why I've kept my accents to, you know, minimum because I love talking about London Gorman flying to Gatwick and, you know, having my spotty. I just love the English accent.
Yeah, don't ever do that again.
Yeah. Hey, to me, I'm speaking perfect British. But what is so amazing about you, you're a conservative, you're a constitutionalist, but you have this perspective on healthcare that I find fascinating because, you know, here in America, we're trying to emulate what's going on in the UK, and you've been there. You know it inside and out. So, you know, tell us your take on socialized medicine and how the UK has been kind of grappling with it.
Okay, well, let me just give you something that's very personal and very now, okay? Because my eldest daughter lives in the UK for now. It's not going to last much longer because she's paying 72% tax. But that's a story for another day. And you and I had dinner last night.
Yep.
I had dinner last night, and I showed you a photograph of her son,
exquisite.
My one and only grandson,
Jacob,
who is not quite 15 months old, right? So Jacob is born with a blocked tear duct, just one.
Okay.
That's how he was born. He's been to see doctors numerous times, and he finally went to see the one that was going to say yes to surgery a week ago. And so they look at this little 15-month-old boy, and they say, yeah, he needs surgery. It's not a big deal. We will have to knock him out, but it's, you know, it's only going to be like a 5-6 minute surgery. He'll be done. He'll be great. Everything's going to be wonderful. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Then they say to her, it's going to be about 6 months.
Whoa.
Before we get around to doing that, because that's the wait list. That's the wait list for a little baby who really is suffering, by the way.
Yes.
He gets very, very crusty all the time. He's rubbing it constantly.
Mm-hmm. It's called dactylocystitis. Scratch
the cornea with some of the little scabby stuff that comes off that. He scratched his cornea once. If this is here in the United States, that was done either the same day or the next day.
Right.
So in a nutshell, that's the difference.
Yep. No, I agree. You know, and we hear these politicians that, you know, kind of, you know, hark on, okay, well, Medicare for all and how, you know, we need our current system isn't working, which, by the way, we aren't in a capitalistic sort of healthcare system. That capitalism doesn't work the way our stupid healthcare system works, where you pay an insurance company to talk down the price. That's not capitalism. But you're in Des Moines, Iowa, and so you have really your finger on the pulse of what's going on in the Midwest. How is healthcare in the Midwest? What are you seeing over there?
I'm very happy. They're taking very good care of me. But you know, when we have these conversations about healthcare and politicians are like Medicare for all and all that stuff, they're not talking about healthcare. They're talking about insurance. They're having an insurance conversation, not a healthcare conversation. And we need to have more conversations about healthcare and less conversations about insurance. Now, our system is not perfect, not by any stretch of the imagination. Nobody should die because they can't afford to live. But having said that, my girlfriend, who has very little money, by the way, a single mom, raised three kids, she got breast cancer.
Oh boy.
At no point during her treatment did anybody say, how are you going to pay for this? At no point did they say that. Now, at the end of it all, right, she's clear, thank God. Now they're talking about money. And without exception, they're all saying, okay, well, let's talk about payment plans. And the first question is, what can you afford? It's not, you know, we're going to bankrupt you.
Right.
What can you afford? Let's do a payment plan and we'll go from there. So, you know, when these conversations about people are dying because they can't afford to live, I'm sorry, that's garbage. Even if you're in the country illegally, which we're not going to get into, if you're in the country illegally, you get health care, you show up in an ER, they, by law, have to treat you.
I did. Yep. Wow. No, you're right. Exactly. And so, again, our system isn't perfect, but it's way better than something we'll see in Europe. Now, you had been touching upon the tax rates at about 70% in England?
Well, they're doing very well. My daughter is doing very well. She is a global chartered management accountant. And she's married to a guy who is an entrepreneur who you can buy his stuff on Amazon.
So he's got
that as his business, right? So he's doing very well. So they're doing very well. So they're paying 72% tax, roughly speaking. Okay, so you start with income tax at 50%, So income tax 50% right out the gate. And then you add things like VAT, which is 20% now in England. That's like a national sales tax, 20% on everything.
Wow.
You even pay tax on tax, which is my favorite thing. So, you know, if gas is a dollar, as you wish, and gas tax was 50 cents, you pay gas tax, you pay VAT rather on the buck 50, not on the buck. Yeah. It's great.
Wow. Would Brexit
socialism,
solve
people?
Some of that?
No, because it's still socialism over there. It's socialism light. You know, it's not Venezuela, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But it is still socialism. Margaret Thatcher, who's probably the most conservative leader in my lifetime, Margaret Thatcher, two things with her. Famously, she said the problem with socialism is eventually you run out of other people's money. But the most important thing to recognize about Margaret Thatcher is you would not know her name if she could not get the people to believe these words: the National Health Service is safe in my hands.
Mm.
And she got the people to believe those words. But without her embracing socialized medicine, she would never have been prime minister.
Wow. We're talking to Simon Conway from WHO, WHO Radio, iHeartRadio in Des Moines, Iowa, and very, very good friend of mine. These decisions, whether it's opioid, fighting the opioid crisis, or, banning unvaccinated kids from school, or socialized medicine, these are decisions made not for the good of the people, but for politicians and for legislators. And, you know, there's, unfortunately, you know, a lot of casualties that end up happening because of, you know, somebody's greed. It's frustrating.
Yeah, it's beyond frustrating. You look at something like in Iowa, we now have meningitis as a vaccine that is mandatory.
Yes.
I had meningitis as a kid when I was 12 years old, right? I had meningitis, nearly died, didn't.
Thank God.
And literally nobody in our circle, no one that we knew anywhere had it apart from me. So who knows where I got it from.
Right.
Iowa, under CDC rules, Iowa doesn't qualify for meningitis vaccine. But Pfizer shows up 12 months before we pass it, and they start supporting campaigns on both sides of the aisle. And lo and behold, 12 months later, we get a mandatory meningitis vaccine, which the CDC says Iowa doesn't warrant because we haven't had enough cases. You may think the two things are related. I couldn't possibly comment, but I do have to go.
Simon, you got a flight to catch. Go catch a flight. Simon, I can't wait to have you on again. I love you, man. You take care. Safe travels.
Love you, darling.
All right. Bye.
All right. You take care. Bye.
You take care. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And so, interesting. Just, I think what kind of blew me away is in England, if that's the case where the average person is paying that much in taxes, they're putting that kind of money into the health system, and it still doesn't work. And they still have 6-month waiting lists. And they still have people that can't get the surgeries and can't get the office visits that they need. And our highest tax bracket is, what, 35, 40%? And we're already kind of complaining about that because not everybody pays for it. Only certain people pay that. There is no way to sustain a socialized health system. And if you're not going to vote and agree that you personally pay close to 70% of taxes, you can't just say, oh, yeah, the rich guy paid for it. But if you personally aren't going to put that kind of money in, you better not be asking for socialized medicine. Especially a socialized medicine system that may not even work. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's congratulating the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for his apparent re-election. As he left the White House for a trip to Texas this morning, President Trump said that Netanyahu won a hard-fought contest, quote, in good fashion, also expressing optimism about Middle East peace efforts. The president was speaking with reporters on a variety of issues, calling the Russia investigation an attempted coup that was started by dirty cops.
After wasting all of this money and all of this time with people that were haters, people that worked on the Hillary Clinton Foundation, they found no collusion.
The president was leaving to head to Texas to promote American energy. During his stop in the Houston area, he is expected to unveil executive orders aimed at expanding U.S. oil and natural gas production. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Pros know doing it right means having what you need for any job on hand, so you're spending more time on the job site than away from it. Lowe's does it right by stocking job lot quantities of lumber, fencing, and decking, and at the right prices. Get volume savings on your next job at the Pro Desk, and save time by ordering at lowesforpros.com. Have your order delivered or pick up in store. Our dedicated pro loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you belong. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See Pro Desk for details, U.S. only.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments. We got David from San Francisco on the line. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Hey, well, good, Doctor. You know, I was paying attention to the news just in the last week or so. Of course, they've got massive floods up north. What did they get? 101 inches of snow, and then all of a sudden, heat spell comes in and
melts,
you know, which,
it.
Yeah, and so floods tied to epidemics. As you probably know, cholera is a famous one that kills Well, you know, it's bad enough that cholera will kill because you got bad sewage practices, but yep. In wartime it's even worse because the people that are trying to fix the broken sewer pipes are usually get shot at by the, you know, by the military. So cholera is an especially horrible disease that comes with floods. And I'm just wondering, did you notice that, you know, I don't know how you stand on Obamacare specifically, but the real legislation is called the Affordable Care Act.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
And the idea that that's our lifeline, right? Whether we like it or not, mm-hmm. we better have something in place. And mm-hmm. so when you start having something like a flood, and then all of a sudden some politician says that nobody can get any health care because they're politically opposed to it, that creates, you know, real death, but death by political means. So I'm just wondering if you've noticed today Barr, there was a hearing with Barr, and he was saying that the U.S. government will not protect the citizens who get, you know, they're just going to cut off the Affordable Care Act, and just because Trump wants to have a hissy fit, and at a time when we've got floods and blights and plagues and droughts. So.
Well, but see, here's the thing, David. Here's the thing. Never has the GOP said that when they repeal and replace Obamacare, or if they get have the ACA kicked out, never have they said that they are not going to implement the plan that they have in terms of protecting pre-existing conditions. They've actually said multiple times the pre-existing condition clause, the Medicaid expansion, Congress can keep the Medicaid expansion in place. Congress can keep that. States can keep the Medicaid expansion in place.
It hasn't been authorized.
Well, they can't authorize until the ACA is I guess, defunct.
They're going to cut it off first and then replace it. No, it's a danger to society to have something, you know, politically manhandled, and then sometime in the future they'll get around to giving us something. You know, that's the checks in the mail with medical care creates actual death. You know,
do you actually think that the Republicans, with the 2020 election coming up and then later their midterms, do you actually think that they would let the ACA, right? You have the ACA completely abolished and then sit there on their thumbs and not put through the more popular components, especially with the Democrats. The Democrats are the ones in power in the House. So there is probably
less than
0.011111% chance that the bipartisan popular things of the ACA will not, you know, will still remain.
They've already done it.
Yeah,
they've already been killing kids in South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia. Some of those states are the most hard hit. It's funny, Alabama and Mississippi, you'd think, are total losers, but they're actually stronger than Georgia, you know, North and South Carolina.
Can you clarify who's killing?
The ACA. They cut off the ACA in those states. You remember the first part of the camel's nose under the tent was they said that not all states had to abide by it. And then
David, you got to be careful with the terms killing.
They cut off the kids. They cut off
But you use the term killing. We got to be careful of the rhetoric.
Well,
I don't mind having a David, I don't mind having a conversation with you on the ACA, all right? But we have to cut the rhetoric. I'm not sitting there screaming and saying Obamacare killed kids, and I'm not using the term killed. And so, you know, allowing states to decide what their constituents need, which I am for state rights. I live in Nevada. Our needs are very different from what you guys need in California. And I think our state legislators, whether they're Democrat or Republican, know more about what Nevadans need than people in Washington, whether it's Trump or Obama. And I think I could be very, very practical when I talk about that. But we need to be very, very careful. Republicans and Democrats and liberals and conservatives will not get anything done if people use these terms that they hear on, you know, extreme media. So South Carolina kids did not die when South Carolina Carolina was empowered to run what they were going to do with their Medicare funding. They would die,
and that's true. They have died. There have been deaths because this happened over a year and a half ago, right? I mean, I talked to one medical
show,
and the guy said probably 50,000 kids have been impaired, and
probably 50,000 kids impaired does not mean they're dying.
Well,
I mean, if any child and I'm a little confused because let's say it's flu. Let's say somebody said, well, they died of flu. The hospitals still take kids. There's still hospital Medicaid takes. I mean, no kid gets turned down from a hospital.
The most expensive, right, to go to the emergency room, right? And so the Republicans are saying, okay, we can send them to the emergency room, the most expensive place. And by the way, we own it. We own it, and we can jack them because we own the place, and we get the right to the legislation to pay us. You know, this is a dirty trick to America to tell us that our kids can die because some fat cat gets to own the pharmacy, right?
But this is an ugly
scene, and it's been going on for centuries, but we the people can run our lives, thank you, and we don't need some rich Lord God. And what, by the way, the thing that bugs me the most is the land grab that goes with this, because as you might know with medicine, the most common failure of people to keep their house, you know, they have to sell their house at loss because of medical problems. And so if Trump and the Republicans cut off the ACA without replacing it, and
if they're selling their house at a loss, if we really want to talk economy, if many people sold their house at a loss, there was a thing called a Great Recession that happened during the years of 2009 to 2015-16. And when people in my state had to sell their homes for a loss, it's because they lost their jobs and they needed to move and find a new job elsewhere and couldn't leave their house on the market for 60 days. We can't blame Trump for people's, housing prices back in 2011. We can't blame that on Nixon.
Nixon outsourced the jobs to China. That's what detente was. You know,
we could blame Bill Clinton. We could blame Clinton for the arms.
Sure.
But here's the thing, David, listen.
Trump is real estate, and he knows how to get people to lose land.
All right. Well, David, look, you and I could agree to disagree. Listen, first of all, I love that you're passionate about healthcare, okay? Even if I disagree with how you feel about the ACA, I am a fan of yours in terms of you really wanting to make sure that kids are covered, adults are covered. And so I love that, which is why I left you on air. There was no way I was going to kick you off when you started to tick me off with using the killing word. However, we really need to, if we want to get anything done, really bring that rhetoric down, and we really need to actually dissect. I may dislike Reagan. I may dislike Bill Clinton, who I actually don't. I was a fan of his. I voted for him twice. But nothing's going to get done if we keep perpetuating lies and hyperboles. Okay? Can we agree on that?
I hear you say that, but I tell you it's true. And people have talked about this for months because it's been coming up in statistics. I'm just trying to do a quick, death statistics.
Statistics. All right, Dave, we're coming up on a break. Thank you again for calling in. I appreciate it. All right, guys, 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Did you know Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, is doing a health seminar on April the 8th at the Hilton Garden Inn? That's 8202 South 100th East Avenue, Tulsa, Oklahoma. The meeting will get started promptly at 7 o'clock. Distributors are $10 and everyone else is free. If you have any questions, call Brandy at 615-389-7733.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. These are the stories I dread talking about. I really have a tough time covering a story like this because I know absolutely nothing about the topic. And I guess there's an image, and I posted it on Facebook. I don't know what the hell to do with it. It's of the black hole. And the scientists from Event Horizon Telescope have now revealed the first ever image of a black hole's event horizon. I don't know what the hell that means, but I'm reporting on it, okay? You know, most of these anchors, most of these reporters, but they don't know what the hell they're talking about. I'm going to be very honest. I do not know what the hell I'm about to talk about, okay? I'm going to report the news on the black hole like I'm supposed to, which is my duty, but I don't know nothing about black holes or event horizons or how a telescope works. I really don't get how a telescope works. I'm just as dumbfounded by that as I am on how a television and a computer works. But nonetheless, I will do my job. So, they say scientists have lifted the veil on the first images ever captured of a black hole's event horizon. In a highly anticipated string of press conferences held simultaneously around the world on Wednesday, there were these press conferences held simultaneously around the world. Again, I don't even know how that happens. The team behind the Event Horizon Telescope revealed the findings from their first run of observations using a, quote, virtual telescope built from 8 radio observatories positioned at different points on the globe. The international team has spent the last few years probing Sagittarius A, the supermassive black hole at the heart of the Milky Way, and another target called M87 in the Virgo cluster of galaxies. I'm reading this from Daily Mail. Looks like, I mean, what I'm surmising, I'm going to kind of learn as I go, which a lot of us in journalism end up doing, so by the time we finish the report, we act like we know what the hell we're talking about. But my guess is, our astrological signs are doubling as star clusters. Now, me being a Gemini, my guess is my clusters are supposed to be split. I don't really know, you know, like gynecological exam, like split. I don't know. I really don't know. But we Geminis definitely have some very, very interesting astrological predictions. So I'm not sure what that means. So EHT Director Shepard Doleman has introduced the glowing orange ring that is the object at the center of the Messier 87, which is our first direct look at the black hole. If you guys look at it, it looks like a Krispy Kreme donut. Honestly, I look right at a Krispy Kreme donut. And this happened April 10th. Apparently these 8 radio observatories, I don't know how many millions of dollars went into this. I don't really care about the black hole. If the black hole does not do anything to interrupt the Game of Thrones premiere, I don't care. As long as I get my computer, satellite TV, as long as I get my Netflix and everything, I really don't care about what happens outside the universe. They say, well, the image might seem unremarkable to some. Yeah, sorry, I just see a donut. These findings will transform and enhance our understanding of black holes. That's according to the National Science Foundation Director France Cordova as she kicked off the live event in D.C. This is a big deal. There's a lot of people like really into this. In fact, they call this a Herculean task. They say developing technology to get the image was a Herculean task. Hercules. Hercules. And no single telescope, they say, is powerful enough to image a black hole in such detail on its own. Maybe the black hole doesn't want to be seen. Okay, see, I believe in God. I don't exactly know where God lives. I don't think he would live in the black hole, but maybe. Maybe the black hole is the cave in which God and the angels live. I don't think we're supposed to go in there. I don't think we're supposed to use the telescope and peek. Remember what happens with the tower? Remember what happened with the Tower of Babel? Okay, I'm no biblical scholar, even though every rabbi I know is like blown away, right? By my knowledge of the Bible. But with the Tower of Babel, from what I remember, and this is like, you know, 30-some years ago, but not that it happened 30 years ago, but a bunch of people wanted to build a tower to reach God. If I was God, I would be pretty flattered by that, you know? They want to come in, they want to see me, they want to say, what's up? So a bunch of people were building a tower to reach the Lord. And the Lord didn't want that because he doesn't want to be seen. Right? He was not going to have it. You know, maybe he didn't shave that day. Maybe, you know, house wasn't clean. Me, I don't like anybody coming over if it's a moo-moo day for me. So according to the Tower of Babel story, everybody then all of a sudden started speaking different languages. Because God said you aren't going to be able to work on the tower if you all speak different languages. And that was the story behind the Tower of Babel. And I guess that's where babbling comes from, because everybody sounded like they were babbling. Okay, is that the Bible story? Am I right? I'll ask. My mom sometimes listens to the show, and usually I get a call within 5 seconds if I misquoted the Bible or if I interpreted the Bible incorrectly. So hold on a second. 3, 2, 1. Okay, good. Looks like I'm correct. Okay. So, I don't know. When I hear about black holes and space and all this stuff, I'm like, guys, I don't really think we're supposed to be there. 8 telescopes called 5 petabytes. PETA. No, PETA's not involved. PETA. Oh, maybe they ate PETA. Right? Petabytes of data, the equivalent of 5,000 years of MP3s or a lifetime of selfies for 40,000 people. That's what a petabyte is of data. A petabyte is 20,000 lifetimes of selfies. No, it's 5,000 lifetimes. It's a lot of selfies. They say, we now have visual evidence for a black hole. We now know that a black hole exists at the center of M87. That kind of sounds James Bondish to me. Material moving around the black hole is moving at light speeds. We now have an entirely new way of discovering black holes that we've never had before. And like all new discoveries, this is just the beginning. All I know is I want a Krispy Kreme donut because this really, really looks good. Apparently, they put Einstein's theory to the test. So now the team has been working for years to capture a silhouette of the black hole known as the black hole's shadow. So there's a hole. That's why I know. That's why I don't get it. In space, if there's no space, it's still space. Yeah, that's for the physicists and I just don't get it. So I guess they used the general relativity equations and they were able to, I guess, make these pictures. And, I'm looking at the black hole. So they say, how do you image an object that doesn't emit light? So you look at the bright material around it. So matter swirling around the black hole could be heated to incredibly high temperatures, turning it into a glowing plasma-like simulation. According to Daily Mail, at the center, the bright ring of photons outlines the black shadow of inside the event horizon. And so now we see a bunch of black holes. Now what do we do? I don't know. All I know is a bunch of countries are spending a crap load of money on the black hole. I would rather they be spending money on how to prevent Armageddon or an asteroid hitting us. You know, if they think the black hole is coming after us, I don't think there's much we could do. But it would have been nice to kind of save some of that money, you know, and maybe use it for, you know, trips to Europe or something. if the black hole is going to eat us, you know, one day, I don't think so, because I don't know. That may be where the Lord lives. I don't know. 1-877 Dr. Alec.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.